At Lowe's, our members get more. With the MyLowe's Rewards programs, you can shop member-only deals for your home and business every week. Plus, members earn points on eligible purchases. So what are you waiting for? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Repeated studies have found tiny amounts of fecal matter on phones, and the reason for that is pretty straightforward, because some people bring their phones into the toilet with them. So what about bringing your phone into the shower? Ellie Kelly, who co-hosts the Hold My Drink podcast, admits that she does it, and apparently she's not alone. Well, she's alone in the shower when she does it. You know what I mean. Afternoon, Ellie.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. So why do you do this?
I honestly don't think I have a reason for it. I think it's more just to always feel like I'm up to date with things, and maybe it's a little bit of a fear of missing out on things. I don't really know, but in my head, it's to just always be kind of keeping my brain occupied.
Okay. How long do you spend in the shower? Could it be a matter of hours, so, or like a world war might have broken out in the intervening period?
No, I think if I spend hours in the shower, my dad would kick me out of the house.
Yeah.
It could be a 5-minute body shower, or if it's an everything shower for a girl, you could be talking 15, 20 minutes.
Okay.
Kind of thing.
So you probably wouldn't miss that much if you didn't bring the phone into the shower with you.
It's a terrible habit I started a long time ago, and the phone has moved different places in the shower. I used to keep it like on top of the actual shower box, and now since the new kind of sticky things have come in for the back of the phone, I just stick it on the glass wall.
Yeah. And so that keeps it dry, does it?
Well, we recently got a new shower in my house, so it's a bigger, longer kind of shower. So yeah, the phone doesn't get wet anyway from what I've been doing, so far so good.
Okay. And does it disturb you that you do this?
To be honest, when we kind of spoke about it on the podcast, a few people have mentioned that they've done this, or like that they'll play music while they're in the shower, or like, yeah, I don't think I'm completely alone in doing it, but I think it was just the way that I explained it, that I physically stick the phone to the wall and I scroll while I'm in the shower, I think was a little bit kind of shocking.
Yeah, no, because but it's not just for playing music. If you were playing music, that could be outside the shower. But I assume you're scrolling when you're in the shower.
Yeah, so I'll physically scroll. Now, I like to personally watch a lot of like crime or podcasts, or like the videos that I would be watching would be longer kind of set videos. So I'd let it play for a few minutes and then I just kind of dry my finger off and I'll just scroll on to the next. But I did find out that TikTok have an auto scroll now. So I think I need to start using that a bit more, then I won't need to touch my phone.
Okay. And when you get out of the shower and you're drying yourself, are you still looking at the phone?
No. So I'll get out of the shower, I'll put my towel on, I'll dry my hands completely off, and then I'll just peel the phone off the wall after I turn the shower off.
Okay, so how long will that be? I mean, how long does that take you to do that? I'm just trying to estimate how long you can spend without looking at your phone.
I think the only time I don't spend looking at my phone is driving or sleeping. They're probably the only main two times I can think of that I'm not on my phone.
Crikey. And does that perturb you at all, that you spend so much time? How many hours a day would you say you spend on your phone?
I checked it earlier on today, actually, and it's saying that my weekly average this week is 7 hours and 20 minutes. But that's actually 20% down than last week, so I'm coming up a little bit.
But that's 7 hours a day. Sorry, Ellie, that's 7 hours a day, is it?
Yeah, 7 hours, 20 minutes a day this week. Yeah.
So when you're eating, you're looking at your phone.
Yeah, so if I'm downstairs having my lunch, I'll have my phone on and I'll be watching something, or something will always be on my phone. Yeah, it's very kind of seldom that the phone will be locked and left alone, unless I'm like not in the house and I forget it or something.
And does that bother you at all?
I don't think so. Like, I know, like, it does sound mad, and I know so many people say how bad it is for you, and that like you're consuming so much information that normally we shouldn't be consuming all this information. I get it, but I also just think it's the kind of generation that we grew up in, and it's so, like, technology is such a big kind of thing in our lives these days. So I don't know. I can't really, I haven't seen any bad like effects of it so far, but I'm sure in years to come I'll be like, oh God, why did I spend that much time on my phone?
Yeah, but do you think you could? Do you think you could put your phone in a drawer and spend a day not looking at your phone?
I think I could, but I'd struggle. I definitely would struggle. Definitely. Like that fear feeling of like forgetting your phone, or like even if my phone dies during the day, which I like rarely let it do. If it would accidentally kind of die during the day, I have a backup phone that I have that I can use.
Yeah,
and
do you know how you'd feel if you didn't have access to a phone for an hour or two? Would you be panicky? Would you be kind of jonesing for more phone?
I think it's just kind of a not being connected to society kind of thing. And it's not necessarily even just like the fear of not being able to post on Instagram or TikTok or any of that. I think it's just more how easily and quickly we can get in touch with people. Like, that's the kind of fear factor for me, that, oh my God, if God forbid something happened or whatever, how easily and quickly we can communicate with other people. That's kind of what sets me up for kind of fear. Like, if you go away to another country and your phone doesn't work straight away or whatever, I'm kind of like, oh God, I need this, like, right now.
Yeah. Has it ever occurred to you it might be an addiction?
Oh, 100%. I'll hold my hands up and admit that. It definitely is, definitely. Especially, like, some of it I do, I know is my job. So there is a certain amount of those hours a day that, okay, I can account for. That's genuinely work that I have to do. But then there also is, like, just the doom scrolling, they call it, where it's just unnecessary scrolling.
Yeah. But it's an addiction, you know.
100%.
That's
yeah,
not a good... If we weren't talking about phones, Ellie, if you were saying, you know, I like to smoke crack when I'm in the shower, but, you know, what are you going to do? It's my generation. You know, that would be reviewed as regarded as a whole lot more serious conversation.
I know.
But we are still talking about an addiction.
Yeah, I think it's just realising that you can admit it's an addiction. Obviously, it's not on the level of crack, thank God. And like I said, now in this current moment, I don't see the bad side effects of it yet. Like I said, in years to come, I might. But for now, I just think it's my generation. It's just the age we've grown up in.
Ellie,
and like
Ellie, how many people have said I used to smoke crack in the shower? It didn't do me any harm.
I hope nobody was smoking crack in the shower.
Well, it's difficult to do, apparently.
Yeah.
But no, it is. But in all seriousness, it is an addiction.
Yeah, I would love to trial myself. And I've seen that I've seen online, like, of course, the only place I see this is online. But there are, like, cabin places out in the wilderness to, go and connect with life again. And you can lock your phone in a box for a day or 2 days or whatever. And I genuinely love to test myself and see, coming away from that, would I be like, oh my God, okay, now I'm actually only realising the effects of being on my phone so much. Like, I think it would need for me to not have it for a good amount of time to then realise, okay,
yeah,
how bad it is.
Do you need to go out into a forest to do that? You can just, like, you know, leave it at home right now.
Oh no, I couldn't leave it. It's in front of me. I can't.
Oh, exactly.
Exactly.
It's look at your phone and just think the words crack pipe every time you look at it and see how you react.
I'll put a crack pipe screensaver on it, will I? Just to put it down, yeah.
Yeah. Ellie.
I know.
We wish you the very best of luck in the future. And
with my addiction, I know.
About your addiction. Yeah. People are texting in to say society is doomed, Ellie.
But why? Like, why? I think people take it to the extreme sometimes and think, like, oh my God, people aren't going to talk to each other anymore or, like, associate with each other or... Like, I'll still go out and speak. Like, it's not as if I'm like, away from everyone and away from humanity. And, like, I still give a wave and a smile to people passing on the street and have a chat with people. And, like, doomed, I think, is very... Come on now. Like, doomed for what?
When they tested
you in off their phone. So,
are you in a relationship, Ellie?
I am, yeah.
And when you go out for dinner, you know the rest of that question now. Do you have your phone in your hand?
We'll both have it in front of us, but it's not a thing that it would ever come in between a conversation between us or, like, between our time together. It's never a thing that would cause a problem.
No. But is a portion of your conversation to do with what's on your phones?
Well, like, if something comes up in conversation and you might say, oh, did you see this? Or, oh, come here and I show you what I saw or whatever. Like, it's handy to have the phone there to show it kind of thing.
Yeah. Ellie, thanks a million for talking to us today.
No bother. Thanks so much, Sean. Have a good day.
That was Ellie Kelly there, a podcaster, and A Homey Drink is the name of their podcast.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.